I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, meet two more English teachers.
Chu Gong teaches in the world's biggest country, China. He's a member of the National Foreign Language Teaching and Research Association. Doug Kelly teaches in one of the world's smallest countries, the Federated States of Micronesia, or FSM.
So what do these two have in common? Both happened to stop by the VOA Special English booth at the recent TESOL International English Teachers Convention in Texas.
There are many, many Chinese people who want to learn English, but most of the content of the textbook are out of date. And so they don't have the resource to feel the fresh English. Another thing is that even within the very limited resource of the English, they don't know the background information of the English. So they know they are listening to the English, but they can't learn it because they don't know the background information. So they need more things to help them to learn English. The market is very huge, very huge.
Do you have any advice for anyone in China who might be hearing this? A suggestion, an example, something that is a good way to learn English?
I feel learning English should be divided into two steps. The second part is listening, the practice of listening, speaking, and writing, and reading. But before that part, there is a very important part. This is the basic abilities to master a language. For example, how to speak standard American voice. The pronunciation is hard for them to do this. And for native speakers, it is also hard for you to explain to us, why do you speak like this? How do you make out this voice? So I hope more native speakers could explain the reason or the principles of the language to us, then give us materials to listen to it. We know so many, many English words. Chinese people are very, very hard-working students. They remember thousands and thousands of ancient vocabularies, but they don't know how to make a sentence.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. I'm an assistant professor and coordinator of the Media Studies program at the College of Micronesia FSM. I teach media studies, including radio broadcasting, and I'm the station manager for our station V6CR-COM-FM.
Tell me about your radio station.
Our radio station is a community radio station covering about a third of the island of Pohnpei, which is a Pacific island about 6 degrees north of the equator at about 158 east latitude. We reach maybe a few thousand people, but that includes the national government at Palikir on Pohnpei. When the broadcasting class is in session, it's run by students. When it's not, I take over it. We're on the air from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, and we try to keep it on 365 days a year.
So what's your programming consist of?
If it were up to the students, it would be a jukebox, but I do insist on a little more content. What we usually have is a mix of music, what the students prefer, a little bit of broader selection of music, and at least 5 minutes an hour of news, and three times a day, 6 a.m. and noon and 6 p.m., we run VOA Special English.
So how much does this all cost?
Well, the goal of the broadcasting class, we're trying to develop a free and independent media in the FSM. That's the whole reason for the media studies program. So one of the goals that I set for the program was to say, let's look at what financial resource a person could come up with. You can buy a used car on Pohnpei for about $2,000. And so I said, okay, can we do this for under $2,000? And I did quite a bit of research, and we got the equipment together, and we are on the air. The entire outlay for this 40-watt FM broadcast commercial station is about $1,850.
So for less than $2,000, you created a radio station, and you operate it 365 days a year.
That's correct. The only thing we pay for is the electricity, and for about another $1,500, you could go completely independent. Our equipment is all designed to run off of 12 volts. So if you've got a solar panel and a set of car batteries, you can stay on the air essentially for free.
And what about the software you use? Did you have to buy that, or did you find some free stuff?
That's all freeware. We're using Winamp to run our playlist. For recording and editing software, we use Audacity, which is another freeware program. And for scheduling which playlist starts when, we use the task scheduler, which is built into the Windows operating system. So it's all free. And if you're interested in more information or to learn more about the college, our website is www.comfsm.fm.
Doug Kelly from the College of Micronesia FSM and Chu Gong from the National Foreign Language Teaching and Research Association in China.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our website is voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.